Two dart players banned for match fixing. The Darts Regulation Authority's DRAW Disciplinary Committee has reached a verdict in the cases of Leighton Bennett and Billy Warner, finding both players guilty of match fixing. Following a thorough probe, the disciplinary committee ruled that Leighton Bennett and Billy Warner breached match-fixing regulations, thereby handing them lengthy bans and financial sanctions. The investigation into Bennett was initiated after the International Betting Integrity Association flagged suspicious betting activity on four Modus Super Series matches featuring the 18-year-old player. The questionable matches were played on two separate dates. Two games on the 6th of September 2023, Bennett vs. Mindaugas Baroskas, Bennett vs. Benjamin Drew Royce, and the remaining two on the 8th of September 2023. Bennett vs. Ryan Harrington, Bennett vs. Mindaugas Baroskas. However, it was not until August this year that the draw announced that both players had a case to answer regarding multiple serious breaches related to betting, which led to their suspension pending the outcome of the inquiry. The committee found Bennett guilty of 10 counts of misconduct, including fixing the four games, leaking inside information on the matches, non-cooperation with investigators, and partnering with an unlicensed agent. As a result, the English pro darts player has been handed an 8-year suspension from draw-regulated competitions and a fine of £8,100, $10,256. Warner banned for a decade. In the case of Warner, he was found guilty of several charges, including disclosing inside information on the specified matches, operating as an unregistered agent, failing to cooperate with the investigation, and engaging in unregistered darts betting agency activities. Warner also pleaded guilty to a separate offense committed at a darts tournament, involving verbal abuse of a tournament official and threatening of his opponent. He was subsequently banned for 10 years and fined £8,100. Bennett and Warner have been given a deadline of 14 December 2024 to appeal the disciplinary committee's decisions.